Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Billy Harrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLuck. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLuck. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Jay Hankins. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Schilling for the double play. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser takes first base on ball four. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrell throws to second for one, and Green throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Throneberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first, with DeLock covering, for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling bunts towards the mound. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. DeLock moves to second. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy is hit by the pitch. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hankins hits a pop-up towards first. Harrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0-for-1 in the game. Rapulski strikes out. Pignatano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rapulski out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornberry takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green misplays the ball. That's an error on Green. Lump moves to third. Thornberry moves to second. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. Pignatano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Thornberry scores. Carey moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's Red Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump misplays the ball. That's an error on Lump. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DeLock bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Green moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schilling is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. Green moves to third. DeLock moves to second. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Green scores. DeLock moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser bunts towards first. Harrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. One out. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hankins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0 for 2 in the game. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rapulski. The throw from Pignatano and he is out, Lump applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrell hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Throneberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on DeLock. Seaburn moves to third. Throneberry moves to second. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Andy Carey. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to home to get Seaburn. Throneberry moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Throneberry scores. Tuttle scores. Boyd moves to third. It's 4-3, Athletics. Ted Wills now pitching. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Daly bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Boyd scores. Pilarczyk moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Wayne Causey now playing third base. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Guile pinch hits for Ted Wills. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile strikes out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Throneberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Jay Hankins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hankins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hankins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealy's fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Throneberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leo Posadan now playing left field. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rapolsky hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey bunts towards first. Harrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Causey for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hauser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Sullivan settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Pagliarani reaches second base with a double. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrell is called out on strikes. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Hankins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani scores. Runnels moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Athletics. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-4 in the game. Geiger is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.